The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Monday morning, the 13th of July in 2020. I nearly said 1920, but it feels that way. 100 years in 1 year. At 4 minutes past nine, we're with you till 10 o'clock. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie, and we have much to discuss this morning. Won't go on about it, but because we've heard so much about the great Jack Charlton over the weekend, other than to say that he was a remarkable figure in Irish sporting history. But a bit more than that, to my 21-year-old on Saturday morning, I said, God, Jack Charlton died. And she said, and tell me this, what? Who was he? Who is he? I said, nothing, absolutely didn't figure in your, no. And her friend was beside her and said the same thing. Said, no, I've never heard him. And it's just amazing, the passage of time and how things can just be forgotten. And, well, of course, I went into full reeling in the ears conversation about how that team, I think everyone knew every name of every player on that team at that point and had collected medals from petrol stations, whatever that might have been. And that era just ushered in a sense of colour to a grey world, and you could see the country sort of waking up from some class of sleep. 1990s. Lots of different things happened then. You had Mary Robinson was elected, and the Bishop Casey story was unfolding, and that led to all sorts of things going on from there. Domino effect. Riverdance wasn't far behind, and there was peace talks then happening on the island not too long after that. And just there was a sense of a reawakening of the country. But it kind of kicked off with the Irish soccer team beating England. Beating England. Can't say it enough times, can you? But it was in I'd say that in a jocose way, that it was a lot of fun, a lot of colour, and a lot of joy. And Jack Charlton, I love the fact that he was a fisherman as well. They often told the story about how he'd always, I mean, this is apocryphal. I don't know if there's any truth in it. How he'd buy a round in a pub by signing a cheque, knowing it would never be cash because it would end up in a frame behind the bar. And this was the nature of why wouldn't he? But a keen fisherman, and just dying to get back to the waters, whether it was the rivers or lakes of Ireland. That's where he wanted to be. I see Saoirse McHugh, the Green Party member, tweeted at the weekend, I was a teenager before I realised that Ireland didn't win Italia 90. I think there was people of that generation thinking, hearing about it so much, and as I say, seeing reeling in the ears, and thinking, God, imagine we won the World Cup. I mean, little country like this, no. No, it was better than that. We didn't win it, and we were as happy. That says a lot about us in a really good way. And there was a piece, another tweet from Richard Moore, which was Liam Brady recalling, Jack Charlton's first words to me were, you're number eight, Ian. And Liam Brady said, I said, Ian Brady was the Moore's murderer, Jack. And he got the wrong name. Tony Cascarino was the ice cream man after Charlton forgot his name at a training session. So these were the memories that were doing the rounds. As Conor Gallagher also said, looking at Twitter, it seems Jack took a photo with every child in Ireland in the 90s. Speaks to the character of the man. And just a lot of love for, as you can probably see over in the online and, of course, in the newspapers. At the weekend, there were pullouts, and there's more of it today. But may he rest in peace. He was a wonderful figure in this country, and gave us so much to cheer about, laugh about, and even over the weekend to reminisce. And whenever we play any footage, anything, be it on radio or TV, of that time, you still want to jump up and punch the air. It's weird. It's not even weird. It's just beautiful, because they were just such good times. It was like being at a brilliant party that you can't forget. So brings a smile to the face, and the end of an era. It's very few times you can say that with any sense of kind of a profound reflection. But I think on this occasion, you can most certainly say it. Let's have a look and see what else is happening today. Well, I think the public transport face coverings will be an interesting one today, because I have a bit of sympathy for the drivers of the trains and the buses, because what's in their contract to say they have to say you have to wear that and you don't have to wear that. I think it's going to lead to a lot of awkward encounters at the doors of buses, and I don't think anyone's to blame. Realistically, I think that the only thing we need to do is A, have a bit of patience, B, get used to it, C, get the mask on, and D, eventually it'll become completely normal and you'll look like a weirdo if you don't have a mask on. That's it. And we should be the same with supermarkets now, because just please look at America. I mean, it's just out the door. As Fauci says over there, their hooligan, he says, we are knee deep in the first phase. And we're not even halfway there. Like, it is quite right. So that's what I'm just saying. So the mask, bit of patience all around. It was a bit like the hotels opening, just carefully. Like you saw what happened, Dame Lane, that area last Saturday, people went bonkers, and this week they didn't. So we're just finding our way, and we'll get there. But the mask on the bus is a key, and it is going to be tricky. But at the bottom line, it comes down to personal responsibility, doesn't it? To get a mask. Stick it in your pocket. Do whatever you have to do. Mind it. Don't be touching all the usual rules. But just do that, because, you know, there was a guy, a bus driver, you saw that in France, and he was refused on the bus, and the bus driver got beaten up and by the passenger. And sad to say, that driver died over the weekend. So people's nerves are frayed. So it's about respect. I think the whole thing is about respect, actually, the mask thing, respect for people, for each other, each other's families, and for yourself. So good luck with it all today. I really mean that. I'm not being facetious when I say that. I think it's an important development, and we just need to get it right. Okay, a tour operator in County Clare cancelled a guided cycle for two US tourists on Saturday night after they said they hadn't isolated for two weeks. I'd be kind of shocked if many people isolated for 2 weeks. I just find it very, very hard to believe that people will bother their heads doing it. So, you know, it's a nice thing to say you have to do it, and then maybe that makes us feel a bit better about it. But I'd be shocked if people did it. But the visitor said they filled in the self-locator form but didn't think the quarantine period was necessary. Did you fill in the form? Yeah. Did you do it? No. No, I don't think it's necessary. Okay. What part of America are you from? Because you're freaking me out right now. But anyway, Janet Kavanagh owns eWiz and says she didn't feel comfortable allowing these people to follow through on the booking. She says, I usually check where people come from just for the sake of conversation when they arrive. But in this case, it was an Irish name. So I thought, oh, they're Irish, but I'll just check. And then I realised they're from the US. They didn't say how many days of self-isolation they had done, but obviously they had not done their 14 days when I challenged them about it. So steady, as I say, as they go. Have you been looking for a way to reunite with all your extended family members? Asks Movies at Swords. Well, Movies at Cinemas can help you do that with our new cinema family reunion offer. You can rent your very own private screen. What a great idea. Well, a lot of families are trying to get away from each other. Some families want to spend more time with each other. And if you want to do that, what better way than to rent a screen at a movie? That's not bad. So the Movies at franchise are doing that. Why not? The contact tracing app, how's that all working for everybody? 1 million of you have signed up for that, and it has detected its first cases of COVID-19. As of yesterday, they have, as I say, over a million people are signed up. The HSE says a number of patients who have tested positive for coronavirus uploaded their details to the app. So that would suggest it's working. In its contact tracing team have spoken to people who've requested a call back through the app after receiving a close contact alert. But Dr. Neil O'Connor, who's the clinical lead on COVID-19 and antibiotic resistance with the Irish College of GPs, says it's picking up new cases. It's working and it's picking up cases. So if you're wondering, or if you're in two minds, should you bother? It's probably worthwhile. Some sympathy I have for why did I say that like Yoda? I have some sympathy for people who have... No, there's a Star Wars story coming down the tracks. Bear with me. And for people with hay fever. I think we're in hay fever country at the moment. And the COVID thing must be quite bothersome, because if you've got hay fever and your eyes are doing this and maybe you're having a sneeze, you probably think, I hope it's hay fever, because then you've got the mask on and you go, and the eyes are watering, you just go, oh, this is very unhelpful. So I hopefully you never thought you'd wish hay fever upon yourself, but you'd rather hay fever, obviously, than COVID. The National Concert Hall has announced a special live stream concert on Friday the 17th at 8 p.m. streamed live on RTE Culture, which is Elegy, which will be an evening of reflection and remembrance through music dedicated to those who passed away during the COVID-19 crisis. That sounds like a very lovely thing to do. So that you can watch that Elegy live from the National Concert Hall on RTE Culture on Friday night at 8 p.m. Thought I'd mention that in passing. So what is the trendiest coronavirus face mask? The answer is the bandana. The bandana has been seen as the way forward for the likes of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Any news? Christian Stewart and Chris Pine. They're all shunning surgical masks for bandanas in their sartorial fight against coronavirus. Nature is having a good time in the virus, and I think that's a beautiful thing too. More birds on the feeders and more interesting creatures out and about. We're hearing different things and different sounds, and it can only be good. But it's very strange, about 10,000 years after the steppe bison went extinct, Britain's most important wildlife species are now also racing towards extinction. So the ancient steppe bison once roamed England, and their presence provided other animals and plants with the healthy ecosystem they needed to thrive. And what they're going to do now, they're thinking about, is looking to the steppe bison's closest relative to bring the area's ancient woodlands, the European bison. So they're going to bring in loads of bison and see if where the bison roam and if they can reintroduce them, which is intriguing. I mentioned Star Wars. The Force is strong with this one. For the first time since its 1980 release, what's the best of the Star Wars films? Anyone? Bueller. Bueller, come on. It's The Empire Strikes Back. Yep, so it's at the top of the box office due to its re-release at drive-in theatres. So the drive-in, because I was looking at the cinemas to see what's open, and the ones near me aren't open, so I'd need to drift towards Dundrum or Rathmines if I wanted to go and see a film. Then I realised there's not a whole heap of movies there to look at. But The Empire Strikes Back, but I'd go and see a classic like The Empire Strikes Back, which is considered to be the best. It's the fifth in the Star Wars saga, second in the original trilogy before it went completely confusing. But other films, Jaws, Ghostbusters and Jurassic Park, all doing the job. Star Wars saga globally has made 10.3 billion euro, just if you're wondering. But isn't it funny, like Jaws, Ghostbusters, these are all kind of my vintage as a kid. You might as well add Indiana Jones in there. But that's the one people are reverting to rather than, say, Harry Potter and the like. That's interesting. I watched a documentary on Richard Pryor last night, and he's somebody, the comedian, who I didn't know a whole heap of, but I love a good documentary and a good story, and it's called I Am Richard Pryor. I don't know if he ever played Dublin or if he had any association with this place at all, but he is... came to Ireland. I don't know anything in that regard, but the documentary, it's pretty much straightforward A to Z of like so many had nothing, got it all, lost it all, and ended it all not too badly. Actually, he was quite respected in the end, so he got through that. But a good documentary if you're looking for something to look at and to read. Good news for Dervla McTiernan. Remember we spoke to Dervla here about The Scholar, great crime thriller, and it won at the Thriller Writers Award for Best Original Paperback at the weekend, which is just great news. But not only that, she has signed a 7-figure 3-book deal with HarperCollins. So that is great news for a great writer. I'm absolutely thrilled to see that. Sad news today to hear that the Wedge sneaker is returning. This is obviously anything Wedge is a desperate day to see coming back, but the Wedge sneaker, which is basically runners with a wedge from Puma, they're back, and that's just a dark day, you know, for fashion and people everywhere. Well done to Brezzy, by the way. The British Podcast Awards 2020 celebrated some of the very best in entertainment, and Brezzy, or Niall Breslin as his mother would call him, alongside co-producer of Where's My Mind, Kira O'Connor-Walsh, took home the Gold Award for Best Creative Podcast of the Year. Not too shabby. Only featured in it myself last week, talking about childhood and the toy show and related matters. And it's a great old podcast. in fairness, for those who are interested in psychology and the mind and mindfulness. Good on him. The program generally delves into the chaos all around us and how this has an impact on our mental health, according to buzz.ie. So delighted for him and her and the team behind that podcast. As I say, it's called Where Is My Mind? That is a good news story. Let's take some texts to see how they're all doing. 51551. Listening to you talk about the COVID-19 epidemic in America, says Louis, I cannot for the life of me understand how our government will allow tourists from the USA into our country when it said that as high as 1 in 4 could be carrying the virus. Since the beginning of March, my whole family self-isolated and made major sacrifices. Will all of this now be in vain? I'm reluctant to kind of go on about it again because I'm beginning to bore myself. But so I won't really. But what I will say is I hear your concern. But there's no point. There's only so much shouting and raving you can do. And then sometimes you're shouting down into a well because some people just don't take it seriously. Some people don't believe it. So it's a tricky one. There was a very good report by Jill Steadman on Morning Ireland this morning where she played the official, you know, the bing bong bing freaky out sound for the HSE going, Ireland is still in the middle of a pandemic. That ad saying, please don't travel anywhere. And she immediately then played a clip from the Ryanair ad saying, everything's open, come fly with me. You're going, what? Talk about mixed messages. That summed it up, the two clips on the same radio. Like you could hear it during our ad breaks and you're just going, what? So what exactly? So I can understand A, why people want a holiday, B, why people want to hop on a plane, C, why people are scared of seeing planes land. When I hear a plane in the sky now, I'm going, who are they? Where are they coming from? What do they want from us? Anyway, I'm not in the cabinet, so I'm not much I can do about that. Simple solution to policing the overseas visitors, says it, Bob. Require them to have the contact app on their phones. Then you'd be into the legals. It's really just a case of people being incredibly selfish, says Maria. It's about protecting each other. That simple. In the hairdresser last week, a lady refused to wear a mask and was sent away, and correctly so. If somebody refuses a mask in a hairdresser like that, where you've been told, boot them out. Absolutely, boot them out, and good riddance. And you just don't need people like that knocking around. Philip was on, say, we were in a Dublin hotel over the weekend. Breakfast took an eternity as I had to constantly go to the bathroom to sneeze or blow my nose as a result of hay fever. And I was terrified to show symptoms. Yeah, I do understand that. Another says, I have a friend who is self-isolating in Galway after returning from 3 months working abroad. Her decision, not enforced. My husband was in a chemist in Gort in Galway on Thursday when a group of Americans arrived in. No masks, no gloves, nothing. And when I asked them how long they were in Ireland, they confirmed they landed in Shannon the day before. We are allowing this to be imported. This is how our second wave will evolve. Well, I'm off for a few weeks after this week, and I was thinking about this driving in today going, I wonder what I'll be coming back to. What country am I going to be coming back to? And will I be on my way back into work very early in August, will I be driving back in to squad cars on the dual carriageway saying, where are you going? You know, because I think that's exactly where we're going. 51551 is the text number, 922, if that's not scary enough as a thought. Let's take some music from Styles. Watermelon sugar. That's Harry Styles, Watermelon, of course, tasting of nothing. The years 1987 to 1996 saw the Republic of Ireland transform itself, says the text, from a failing provincial backwater to a successful European state. Our memories of the Charlton era are wrapped up in our collective pride in the national renaissance that he helped to spark. Yes, that's a fair point. At the time, the Irish permanent sponsored the Irish soccer team, says the text earlier. Italia 90 was pre-Euro, so lira was required. And I was working on the foreign exchange desk in O'Connell Street that day. Unannounced, the team came in and they had to cash their cheques and get lira for the trip to Italy, I should say. It was amazing. And I have a compliment slip and got as many of them as possible to sign it. And they were heading to Italy the next day. It was amazing. All the staff were so starstruck. And this was before they even played a match in Italy. Great memories. Thanks to Jack and the lads. Helen's listening to us from Misty Sligo. I came home from Rome 10 days ago. And since then, I've been self-isolating. I will continue to do so until the end of the week. Like wearing a mask, I feel that it's my personal responsibility and respect for my family, friends and people in Ireland to what the government advise. I hope that others do the same. Big shout out to my mum, Una, who has been sending me food and making sure I'm okay. I'm proud to be Irish and to see how well the country has done in this fight. We need to get used to wearing masks to protect each other. Good on you. We just spent a wet week in Clare watching Succession, thanks to you. Thank you for saving our holiday. It was a wet week, but Clare's beautiful. You take Clare in any weather, given how where you are in the country. But if you had to sit in watching TV, Succession is a joy. And I hope you got the two seasons in. Nothing wrong with that. I made my way through the that Will Ferrell Eurovision film on Saturday evening. Why am I making this grumping? I'm still not sure what it was or what it is. There were some flashes of hilarity and quirkiness in it, which I like. First of all, it's based in Iceland, so I've never seen a film with so much Iceland in it. I was delighted about that, given that I'm now mildly obsessed with Iceland this year with all the reading I'm doing. And Dan Stevens is hilarious. It's a Russian Eurovision entrant. Somebody says to him, are you gay? He says, no, I'm Russian. That was funny. So all told, it's funny. But I don't know if I'd be telling you to watch. I'd nearly turned it off once, twice, and then I said, you know, we're in this far now, just keep going. So, Sinead in Kenmare was on to say, you're very hard on the wedge. I know. It's just sometimes some people see a painting and go, that painting does nothing for me. And some others see it and go, that painting is beautiful. She goes on to say, it's very difficult when you are a short lady to find a shoe that isn't flat for day wear, but also not a high heel, which looks silly and overdressy by day. Oh, but still, if I was over 6 foot tall, maybe then I'd judge the wedge. But for now, if the shoe fits. Siobhan says, the wedge sneaker never left my house. Glad to know that I will be wearing what's back in fashion. Yeah, listen, I'm the wrong guy to be talking about. I shouldn't have said anything, especially on that. That's none of my business. If you want to wear a wedge shoe, go. As they say, knock yourself out. I thought Americans were barred from entering the EU. It sounds like they're all over Ireland at the moment, Michael in Wexford. As a 50-plus-year-old woman, and I'm subject to hot flushes, I hope I'm not refused access anywhere as a result. I doubt you will be. I've got cystic fibrosis. One of the side effects of that is a frequent cough, not contagious, as I'm in the high-risk category. I have been cocooning, but have started to go out again, and I'm really self-conscious of coughing. I think, regardless of this, the cystic fibrosis factor, I think lots of people are very self-conscious of sneezing and coughing and everything else. You know, somebody else, if they go into to the loo in a restaurant to cough and sneeze, because it's become difficult. Anyway, sorry, back to these. You must remember us, we who are small. I like wedge sneakers as I feel lively and tall wearing them. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. Wear them. Wear them all day long. Wear them to bed. Wear them as slippers in the morning. Wear them as gloves in winter. I really don't mind. I there are bigger issues in the world, and I'm sorry to all the shorter people. You just keep going. You just keep going. Wear stilts if you like. Okay, lots coming in, but I do really want to bring our guest in this morning. She's got a tale that will resonate with lots of you today, so stand by.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, obviously massive response to Lisa Marie's interview there. Brilliant. Every happiness to her and her family, says the text. It's particularly touching that you play Elvis today on the day his only grandson died at the age of 27. Yes, sadly, we should read about that this morning. Thank you, Margaret Delaney, for that. That interview brings so many memories back, says another. Well done to Lisa Marie for describing the agony of dementia. And she is so right. You feel you are mourning as your loved one slips away, but their passing hits you like a ton of bricks, of course. Another says, Zac Efron, oh, this is unrelated, has a Netflix show called Down to Earth. The first episode is shot in Iceland. And if you like Iceland, you'll definitely enjoy. I feel like I'm the honorary consul to Iceland at the moment. I'm going to be selling the place. I've never been there. Anyway, he's looking at Iceland's ability to generate their own power and how they use their own natural resources. Okay, thank you for that lovely recommendation. Disappointed, says Mary Concannon, to hear that selfish tourists from places like the USA are being so disrespectful. I can't even get home from the UK to see my elderly parents in Galway. Oh, that's Mary. We spoke to her a couple of weeks ago. I might have to go a whole year without seeing them, and that's a long time, especially when they're getting older. The Taoiseach was talking to Andrew Marr yesterday, and it's unlikely that they will lift the 14-day self-isolation rule for UK tourists anytime soon. I know it's for the best, but I just want my folks to be safe. Well, thank you for that. Another says, I agree about the Eurovision movie. Didn't laugh much, but just watched as I'm interested in Iceland too. Here we go again. From Yvonne in Dublin. Will Ferrell looked older than his dad in the movie, who of course was played by Pierce Brosnan. That was a bizarre bit of casting. I agree. Most Americans have limited vacation time. Anyone arriving here with a 2 week or less return date has no intention of going into quarantine for 14 days. Block them at the booking, says that text. I like Americans, says Sean. I have some great friends in the US, but the current situation over there says an awful lot about their education system, most especially the removal of geography as a vital curriculum subject. Great interview, says Deirdre. My mother died of Alzheimer's last year, so everything that was said I experienced. Very important to see the positives. Well, I'm glad you saw that. We'd have to quick break to take them.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi, your world is limitless.
What's wrong with being short? I don't know. I was only short for a few years and then something happened. I'm 5 foot nothing, says this text, and don't feel the need to disguise it with high heels. It's your big personality that matter. I hear here. That's all you need is big personality. It'll carry you all the way to the clouds and beyond. Loads coming in on tourism and tourists coming into town and people wondering what the hell's going on. They don't understand it, and I understand that confusion. And lots of appreciation for Lisa Marie and that conversation we had this morning. Wonderful lady, says a text, talking so beautifully about her father. I was so touched by her story. She is a credit to her dad. And I can tell you from knowing Lisa Marie for the last few years, as I say, working around here, she is absolutely a credit to her folks. A lovely person entirely from head to toe. All right, that's where we're going to leave it for today. Be sure to stay tuned to and for and with Sarah McInerney. Mind yourselves. Thanks for listening. I will see you tomorrow at 9.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.